Maestro Folletta, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be back.
Well, yes, you are back. You were you conducted the orchestra a couple of seasons ago.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And we talked last year about this CD, in fact, I think, and about the Schubert
That's
CD.
Right. That's right.
And you've got a couple new CDs that are on the way from the Buffalo Philharmonic, again, on the Naxos label. What's the process like going through picking music for a CD? You know, I mean, you're used to picking music for a concert season.
Yeah.
Now you have to pick it for a disc.
It's very interesting. And, you know, it's a combination because all of the music that we record, we play in concert. So our audience, in a way, in Buffalo gets a preview of everything that then comes out the next season on the Naxos discs. We're always looking for unusual repertoire, pieces that are not already recorded 10 or 20 times. And Naxos is a great partner in that, and that's what they want too. They want to enrich their library and expand their library. So we've done everything from Griffiths to Joseph Suk to these really very rarely played pieces by Strauss, Schubert, Death and the Maiden, transcribed for orchestra, all kinds of different things. And it's been wonderful discoveries for us. A lot of American music, too,
right,
including Corigliano.
Yeah.
And so,
living composers?
Yes, yeah.
Now, the new CDs that you have coming out, one is of John Corigliano's music.
That's right.
Right?
It's coming out, our second disc of John's, which is always fun. I mean, it's been a tremendous relationship with John and us in Buffalo. This one features one of the most stunning violin concertos, I think, in contemporary years, and that's the Red Violin Concerto, played by Michael Ludwig, our concertmaster, in a stunning recording of it. It is fabulous music. You know, this was inspired by that film, and some of the material is drawn from themes of the film, The Red Violin.
Mm-hmm.
But John created a truly significant four-movement concerto that's absolutely wild, and he's a great orchestrator and a great a person who exploits every possible sound from the instrument. So the violin sounds wild and just sounds that you've never heard from solo violin. And we loved doing it. And it's also a very moving piece as well. And on that CD with the Red Violin Concerto is Phantasmagoria, which is a sort of tone poem drawn from his opera, The Ghosts of Versailles.
Which you conducted here in Louisville.
That's right.
When you were
and
here.
I love that piece, too. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of 20-minute sort of a little mini version of the story of, which was very funny, but also very poignant, of trying to save Marie Antoinette and the French Revolution. So two wonderful and dramatic pieces from John.
Yeah, now a composer who this year, as you mentioned, celebrating the 50 years of his death is Dohnányi.
Yes.
And one that you feel is maybe a little underrated, underplayed.
Oh, this is tragic, I think, really, because, you know, Dohnányi's music is so complex and so astonishingly beautiful, and I don't know if anyone is really marking this 50th anniversary of his death. Because of, you know, his being caught in the middle of Europe during World War II and coming to the United States and settling in Florida, teaching in Tallahassee, I think he's one of the sad story of a great composer who simply fell through the cracks in this transition of leaving his life behind in Hungary and coming to the States. And this music is superb. And on the disc is what I think is truly his masterpiece, his suite in F-sharp minor. And Dohnányi is he was a great, great pianist, but his sense of the orchestra is so excellent. And and beneath everything, you hear this Hungarian soul. I mean, there's a lot of Hungarian music in there, but it's also extremely sophisticated and filled with humor, too, which is you don't always hear in music, this great sense of humor. One of the other pieces is the Variations on a Nursery Tune.
Right, yeah.
Which is very funny and at the same time, extremely sophisticated in that it sort of is a little bit of a montage of other composers,
right?
And,
yeah,
you know, from Brahms to Dukas and many others in between. So, we're very very proud of doing his music and audience reaction and the orchestra reaction has been really excellent.
Now, when will these discs be released? Is there a date set yet?
Very soon.
Okay.
In a couple of weeks, May 25th.
Right.
Both of them are in the stores and. Really, some truly great music. And we thank Naxos for giving us a chance to do it.
Well, we can't wait to play them, and when we get them, we certainly will. Now, tell us what you've got going on in Buffalo. I think you've got the Brahms Requiem next week, right?
That's
or in
right.
a couple weeks?
Brahms Requiem, and with a new piece by Sir John Taverner, written for our principal cellist, Roman McKinnelhoff. It's a meditation for cello and orchestra, a beautiful 15-minute new work. And, you know, Buffalo Philharmonic has a reputation, as does Louisville Orchestra, for new music, and we're very proud of that. So we try and do, you know, quite a bit of new music, and this premiere by Sir John Taverner is special for us.
You know, there are a lot of parallels, I think, between the Louisville Orchestra and the Buffalo. You're about the same age in terms of the time you've been around. And, of course, as you said, the new music. And
That's right. Well, and you know, what else I think we have in common is that both orchestras have tried to be a very vibrant part of the city's renaissance. And that's something we're very aware of in Buffalo, the role that we need to play in the life of our city.
Indeed. Well, thanks for stopping by and your visit to Louisville. And look forward to hearing from your new CDs coming out in a couple of weeks. And come back soon.
Thank you.
Come a conductor. Just hang out in Louisville.
I will. Thank you.
That's Joanne Folletta. She's the music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic.